And when some hardship happens, what are we supposed to say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, it's not only at death, but every small hardship that we go through. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah says, these are the people that Allah sends His mercy upon, these people, His blessings. And they're the guided people. If you can react the way these verses have taught us to, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, then you can say, Alhamdulillah, I'm not in a bad situation then. Though my situation is bad because I lost someone, but I'm in the right state of mind, the right state of heart. May Allah grant us that, Mufti Abdul Rahman. What do you think?
Ijman, the thing is, it's befitting that these words are coming from you. The Flint community knows you very well, and everybody that was here when my brother passed away, they know how you reacted. But you know, when I first called you October 5th, you know, the first words you said was "Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un," "Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un," "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel," "Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir." I mean, you just kept on repeating these words over and over and over again. And you know, every time I would break down, or you know, I was not, my iman is not as high as yours, or nor am I as strong as you, but man, every time I would break down, you'd grab me and say, "Hasbunallah, sallu ala nabi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad." And really, you realize at that point that the only thing that comforts you at that point is to reaffirm your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You keep saying it over and over again. Yeah. I will go to my grave with this, Bajan, that I found out that my brother passed away while I was praying salah. I'll go to my grave with that.
Wow.
You know, because the moment I found out that he was in an accident, I just straight up went, did wudu, and you know, started praying salah. And our brother Shkabdul Aziz came in the room like half an hour later when he finally confirmed that something had happened. And you know, he recited the dua and he hugged Mufti Abdul Wahab as he was crying. And I was praying salah at that time, you know. What else can you do, man? You know, what else can you do? All you could do is, so I always say this, that this world is not meant to be a perfect place. People have their own struggles, people are going through divorces, family problems, marital issues, children issues, financial issues. I mean, this world is dunya. Dunya means, in the Arabic linguistic of dana, means the lowest point. It's only going to get higher from here.